Audio 20. Other interesting places in Pompeii. Private homes. As a general rule in other tourist locations, we focus on public buildings. But Pompeii, so different from everything else, offers us not only the public, but also private houses. This fact allows us to have much closer and genuine contact with those who were the inhabitants of the city. The Roman houses we are going to see were called domus. Do you know why? The owners of these residences had a certain economic status, and the head of the family was called dominus, which meant master or lord, hence the word domus. Apart from the house of the faun or the villa of the mysteries, which we will talk about in the next point on the audio guide, we have very interesting live-ins in Pompeii, such as those we will describe below. Menander House, located in Region 1 and occupying an area of about 1,800 square meters. This residence is a very good example of the luxurious Roman domus of the time. It was excavated between 1926 and 1932, not so long ago, and its name is not due to the owner of the house, whose origin is unknown, but to the fact that an image of the poet Menander, the Greek comedian and greatest representative of the new comedy, was found there. The House of the Tragic Poet. This domus is located in Region 6, in Via delle Terme. It is not large in size, but its interior decoration is exquisite. The quality of its frescoes and mosaics is higher than others in the city, and they describe scenes from Greek mythology. The House of the Small Fountain. In the Vicolo di Mercurio, we find this house that stands out due to its little fountain, which is decorated with mosaics and sculptures. The House of Octavius Quartio. On Via della Abbondanza, this residence is named after its owner. It is noteworthy for its large gardens and several frescoes. Additionally, the famous mural of Venus is on the side of this house. La Casa dei Quadretti Tetralli, or Casa Longus, also on Via della Abbondanza and at the corner of Vocolo del Sitarista. This domus has a majestic marble table with lion sculptures on its interior. We can also admire its frescoes, inspired by the works of Euripides and Menander,